Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman and members of the commission. We have nine page two projects. Those are projects over $50,000 in value, which staff has conducted a public interest review. We have received no objections, and we are recommending approval of these projects. With that, we'll read the project description for the nine items into the record.
I may interrupt quickly. I need to abstain on the matter 2E and 2I. Our firm represents these entities.
Okay, there. Do you have the document in your folder that indicates your abstention? I think there's one in there, but if not,
okay.
If not, I can find one for you. If you can't find it, don't worry about it. Which ones were they again, Mr. Plumley?
2E and 2I.
Okay, what we will do, you can go ahead and brief the commission on all of them, and what we'll do is we'll then tailor the vote to accommodate Mr. Plumley's request.
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Item 2A, Northrop Grumman Shipbuilding Incorporated, request authorization to modify their existing permit to include mechanical maintenance dredging of up to 325,000 cubic yards of state-owned Sebagus material to reestablish and maintain maximum depths ranging from between minus 30 and minus 49 feet at mean low water at their facility situated along the James River in the city of Newport News for the disposal of the material at Craney Island. Item 2B, Vulcan Construction Materials, requested modification to their existing permit to dredge an additional 6,314 cubic yards of bottom material by mechanical method to a maximum depth of minus 16 feet at low water at their Richmond Quarry and lower dock facilities situated along the James River in the city of Richmond and Henrico County, with disposal at previously approved abandoned quarry sites. In this case, we're recommending approval with an additional dredging royalty of $2,841.30 for the new dredging of 6,314 cubic yards of state-owned bottom material, a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2C, Kinder Morgan Operating LPC is requesting authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge up to 80,000 cubic yards of state-owned Sebagus material on an as-needed basis to reestablish and maintain maximum depths of minus 52 feet at mean low water at their facility situated along the James River in the city of Newport News with disposal of the material at Craney Island. In this case, we're also recommending inclusion of our standard dredging conditions. Item 2D, Blue Water Point Homeowners Association, requests authorization to maintenance dredge 977 cubic yards of accumulated material and dredge an additional 1,623 cubic yards of new material to restore and deepen an existing channel and basin adjacent to Indian Creek at 472 McSwain Road in Lancaster County. In this case, the channel will have a bottom width of 26 feet and be dredged 1 foot deeper to achieve maximum depths of minus 5 feet at mean low water. The sandy dredge material will be removed mechanically and placed on the adjacent beach area contained within a previously authorized groin field and jetty. In this case, we're recommending approval with standard dredge conditions and the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $730.35 for the removal of the material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2E, City of Chesapeake, requests authorization to install a 36-inch raw water transmission pipeline 30 feet below the bed of the Nansman River by the directional bore method near the intersection of Route 58 and Wilroy Road in Suffolk. We recommend approval with a royalty in the amount of $1,620 for the crossing under 540 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2F, Kalana Shipyard, requested modification to their existing permit to now mechanically dredge an additional 13,200 cubic yards of state-owned Sebagus material to establish and maintain on an as-needed basis maximum depths of minus 27 feet at mean low water adjacent to Pier 8 at their West Yard facility situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. All dredge material will be transported to and disposed of at Craney Island. We We recommend an additional royalty assessment in the amount of $5,940 for the dredging of 13,200 cubic yards of state-owned Sevecus material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2G, Lyons Shipyard Incorporated, requests authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 35,000 cubic yards of state-owned Sevecus material to reestablish and maintain maximum depths ranging between 12 and minus 42 feet at mean low water at their facility situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, all dredge material will be transported to and disposed of at Craney Island or an approved upland disposal site. We're recommending, again, inclusion of our standard dredging conditions. Item 2H, Department of the Navy, requests authorization to install a new fender system at two locations on the south side of Pier 6 at Naval Station Norfolk, situated along Hampton Roads in the city of Norfolk. The proposed fender system will be comprised of two approximately 22-foot-long pre-stressed concrete fender modules extending approximately 2.5 feet beyond the south face of the existing pier at each location and will accommodate the temporary placement of camels for the berthing of CVN-class vessels. And last, item 2I, Norfolk Southern Corporation requests authorization to install a replacement power cable within a 4-inch diameter conduit installed by directional bore method approximately 6 feet beneath a 150 linear foot section of the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River to provide power to their existing swing span railway bridge in the city of Norfolk, recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $450 for the power lines encroachment beneath 150 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per linear foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any members of the commission have any questions for Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the matters before the commission that wishes to be heard? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The chair will entertain a motion at the present time on items 2A, B, C, D, F, G, and H. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would move to approve items 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2F, 2G, and 2H.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Present time, the chair will entertain a motion on items 2E and 2I. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve 2E and 2I.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstained both.
Let the record reflect Mr. Plumlee abstained on 2E and 2I.